time for our daily segment of group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Buckle up for this one. Anna, in quote, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some advice on a really tricky situation."
Mm-hmm.
Don't use my real name because my boyfriend's family listens to your show.
Yeah, Anna's made up.
Yep, here's the deal. I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby isn't my boyfriend's.
Mm.
Happened during a one-night stand.
Mm.
That guy's completely out of the picture.
Mm.
After that, I started dating my current boyfriend, and things were going well until he started telling everyone we're having a baby together.
Oh.
That completely caught me off guard. I haven't told him the truth because, honestly, I don't know how to.
Mm.
I'm scared of what might happen if I do, and now I'm stuck in this awkward position where it feels like I'm living a lie.
Mm.
My boyfriend is so excited about the baby, and part of me wants to let him step into the role of being a dad. But what happens if we don't work out? Would it be fair to him or the baby? Do I tell him the truth now or go along with this? I'd love to hear what you think I should do. I mean, tell him now, right? We're all in agreement with that. We have to tell him now.
I think
let this go on any further if you're positive and you know, and it sounds like that's the case, that it's not his.
I mean, the best time to have told him would have been right when he was like, "Hey, we're having a baby." He's like, "Oh." The second best time to tell him would have been any time between then and now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, hey, I get it. That's it's embarrassing. It's tough. You care about your boyfriend, but it's like, yeah, no, I mean, I guess I understand why, but you still have to tell him.
I have a question about the timeline. So if I'm reading this right, she said it happened during a one-night stand. The guy's completely out of the picture. After that, I started dating my current boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's iffy. Did she know or not know that she was pregnant before she started dating her current boyfriend? Because if she knew before, she needed to say straight up, just before we start going any further with this, you need to know I'm pregnant. Like, she should have, if she knew. Now, there's a possibility maybe she didn't know yet, and then she started dating her current boyfriend and then found out.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, hindsight's 20/20, obviously, but
yes, but either way, we need to tell him now. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess, like, okay, so if we're all in agreement of how, of you gotta tell him, which I think you and I are both agreeing, and everyone on Facebook is agreeing, and on our text line is agreeing.
Anyone is gonna be like, "Hey, let's roll the dice and just like let him think that."
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, no.
But it's okay. How do we tell him? I guess in a way that it sounds like you want to continue to date your boyfriend because obviously you care about him,
right? And he's very excited.
And he's excited. Yes. So I think we need to figure that out. Like, how? Okay. So maybe you've been in a situation like this where it's like, all right, you've had to unleash some tough information about, you know, your pregnancy or whatever.
Yeah, and a lot of people in the comments on Facebook are confused about the timeline too. Like, it's not sounding like it's for sure that she knew she was pregnant before she started dating this guy.
Yeah, maybe not.
Like, she found out really early, but early enough to where there was no chance it was her boyfriend's.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear how. I think we all know, yes, you got to. But now it's the how, okay?
Exactly.
And I don't know if there is a salvageable way to do it, but we'd love to hear it. And I'm sure Anna would love to hear it too, all right? 502-795-1997 is our number. Anna's found herself in a pickle where she is pregnant. It's not her boyfriend's. Her boyfriend thinks it is. And it was kind of a one-night stand. And that person's out of the picture. And so she's now in this rock and a hard place where he's saying, "Hey, we're having a baby." And she's like, "I don't think it's his."
Yeah, so I mean, he's telling everyone we're having a baby.
Right.
And I think the timeline is potentially a little fuzzy. We're not entirely sure if she knew she was pregnant by the time she started dating her current boyfriend. That's kind of up in the air. I mean, if that was the case, she should have been forthright from the very beginning. By the way, before we go any further, you should know this. Now, it's possible that she didn't yet know she was pregnant when she started dating her current boyfriend.
Maybe.
And then just didn't know how to tell him, by the way, new boyfriend, I am pregnant.
You know,
and
I mean,
not
also,
yours.
Maybe there was gray area. You know,
yes.
Like there was some overlap and, you know, that happens.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's overlap. It sounds like the one night stand happened before she started dating current boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The question was, did she know she was pregnant yet by the time she dated current boyfriend? Aaron has a suggestion. Could she say during an appointment that she found out the baby's measuring larger than what it would for her time frame? It's not the complete truth, but lets him know he's not the dad without her having to admit knowing that before this point. Depends on if she can hold that secret forever.
Liz comes in on text with a pretty good response, says, nurse here, hey, we're all adults, things happen, but he deserves to know the truth. He may surprise you because this was before him. He may step up, but if he walks away, that's okay too. I would do this alone and in private. Just give facts and the truth, and she can stick to the facts. It might be hard, but he will respect the truth more than a lie. And she's like, I've heard stories about labor and delivery, and everyone knew the baby wasn't the father's except for him. And things went left quick. So,
oh yes,
yeah,
the delivery room or getting some sort of blood work, DNA work is not when
the baby
you want
is
him
green.
To find out exactly. If Wicked taught us nothing,
right? If Wicked taught us nothing, that is not the place to find out your baby's green.
That is not the best way. Now, when you mine through the comments on Facebook, the advice we'll say is a little more brutally honest with everyone, just like, good Lord, you need to tell him.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, we understand it's tough. I'm glad that you are at least making this effort, because it sounds like you're at a point where you're like, I need to do something.
Yes, your instincts are telling you,
yes,
this feels wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't continue this way. Rebecca says, you better tell that man now. Don't you let him and that child believe a lie. It may work out, but the longer this goes, the bigger the mess, the more the emotional pain. Don't you do it, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you do it, Ricky Bobby. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Yeah, I think we, you know, and just be honest. If this happened, and you truly didn't know you were pregnant yet before you started dating him, you just have to tell him, it's like, I didn't know what to do. I was scared you were going to leave if I told you when I found out. And then you were so excited and I didn't want to steal your joy. Just do all the things.
I still think there's gray area. I know she told us that one happened, then the other. But
we
you
can
know,
only go off what she's telling us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no judgment, but you have to tell him and just be honest with how things kind of snowballed out of control quickly.
Yeah.
And that you care about him. You were afraid that he was going to leave, but also be prepared. This may be the end of the relationship.
Sure. Yeah.
You have to know that going in.
And that's probably, I understand why you're delaying it. You're
right. Because you don't want to lose him.
Sure.
That's obvious.
I get it. All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Oh, you have to
definitely tell them.
Oh, yeah. We're all invested. You have to let us know how that goes.
Yeah. Can we follow up with you either Friday or Monday? Would that be possible?
Her a timeline?
Yeah. I mean, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Like I was going to say, this isn't a, hey, you know, wait till the baby's born sort of thing. It's a, hey, you got to do it now. So
can we
follow up with you either like Friday or Monday or something
just
like that?
Let us know. Do it soon. Tell us.
All right.
Because we need to know.
All right. Well, we'll check in. We'll check in with Anna either, like I said, on hopefully by Friday. All right.
We will harass you in a gentle and loving way.
But firm. Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's group therapy.